So now, now you're the state coordinator for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. Tell me a little bit about that, please. What is that?
Yeah, that's right. I know it sounds like a fruity sort of cereal, but it's a great acronym. Stands for COCOROS, and it's a community-based grassroots organization set aside to have a high-density network of precipitation observers. So rain, hail, and snow, and even drought. There are instances where we go through phases in North Carolina and we don't receive much precipitation, and there's options in there to report how drought is impacting you.
Now, how do you measure snow and rain? Is it just as simple as snow is going out with a ruler? How does that work?
Well, with rainfall, everybody in the COCOROS network uses a 4-inch plastic rain gauge. Everybody across the nation uses that, all 10,000, 12,000 observations daily. And that is a great tool because it measures rainfall, liquid rainfall, up to 11 inches and a gauge down to 1/100th of an inch. So it's fairly precise. Now, for snowfall, it is just as simple as having a snowboard out there and measuring down to the 10th of an inch how much snow you observe.
And how many people are there in North Carolina that are doing this now?
In North Carolina, it varies. Whenever we have precipitation or snow, we usually have between 400 and 500 people report daily. Now, when it's nice and pretty outside and we're under high pressure, oftentimes we have a fewer numbers, between 250 and 350 people report on those days.
And how's this information used?
It's used by a myriad of sources. We at the National Weather Service use it every day to look at how much rainfall occurred in the previous 24 hours. Folks at the River Forecasting Center down in Atlanta, which is responsible for North Carolina, they look at our data to feed that into some of the hydrologic models to help out with flood forecasting, especially when it comes to a snowpack in the mountains and how much of that would melt if we had a warm precipitation event that could potentially lead to some flooding. That's accounted for in there. We use it in a short-term scenario as well. If we were to have some severe thunderstorms with heavy precipitation, that might cause some urban flooding or flash flooding in areas, and we could use the COCOROS observation to help us verify or give us a heads up whenever there's a large amount of precipitation in a short period of time.
And you mentioned a minute ago that people could, they also measure if there's a period of drought, how the drought impacts and affects the environment and communities. How do you measure a drought, or is that more of a written thing?
Well, drought's fairly unique, and it's something that's being done more frequently now. And this is part of not just a local program, but a national program with the National Integrated Drought Information System. And what they want to look at is how is drought affecting you at the local level. So, for example, are you under water restrictions put aside by the town or the county that you live in? Are you noticing the trees and grass wilting around you? Or if you have a pond or something around you, around your property, you could also comment how the water levels are lowering in your pond. There are a bunch of different ways you can mention that. Also, if you were to have local agriculture, you grow your own corn and stuff like that in the summertime, you could report how that's not performing to its best ability because we're not getting any precipitation.
Okay, now you need people to do this. I mean, you're recruiting folks to join this program now. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep, anybody and everybody, even next door neighbors. It's great to see the differences. It's amazing actually to see the difference in how much rainfall you can get from one station to the next, especially in the summertime with the afternoon thunderstorms, and in the wintertime when we have snowfall. You'd be amazed at how much different snowfall rates can be just across a very short distance.
Now, are most of the people that are doing this trained in meteorology at all, or is it just folks?
No, it really varies. The background goes from kids that are interested in weather that are in school to retirees. It ranges the full gamut of folks that are interested in weather. One great thing about this, the COCOROS program, is there are a series of training slideshows that are available on the COCOROS webpage that give you very detailed information on how to report rain, snow, and hail, and even how to go in through the drought impact reporting and give a summary of your drought impacts.
Okay, now, what if somebody is interested and say, I want to do that, what should they do?
The best thing to do would be to go to the COCOROS webpage. It's www.cocoras.org. If you go to the COCOROS webpage, at the top right, there's a button that says Join Now, and you can go through and submit your information. It's free to join. And then there, underneath the join tab is an option to take your training slideshows, and you go through a 15-minute training slideshow. You can go through and get your details on that. And then lastly, you would need to get a 4-inch plastic rain gauge. Now, there are two preferred vendors on the Coco Ross webpage. One is ambientweather.com, and the other one is weatheryourway.com. And they both offer the rain gauge at a discounted rate because of the Coco Ross program. The gauge usually ranges between $27 to $28 plus shipping.
Okay, sounds good. Now, are there any age restrictions?
No age restrictions whatsoever. What we try to do for folks that are in a younger age group is to have a parent at least look after every once in a while to make sure that they're observing rainfall, snow, whatnot correctly, and that they're entering it into the website correctly.
Okay. Now, have I neglected to ask you anything that you want to add that you feel is important?
No, but I would like to add that during significant weather events like Hurricane Irene or some other tropical systems that we've had, while Coco Ross data are considered unofficial, when you have a significant weather event like a hurricane, that data gets collected in summary form and it becomes part of the national history of that specific storm. So, for example, when Hurricane Irene came through, we only had a handful of official stations that reported accurately during that event because of power outages at some of the automated stations. But we had a plethora of Coco Ross observations that are now part of history for that storm for forever because of folks that had the 4-inch plastic rain gauge that observed what happened during that event.
Well, and the information, I imagine, would be useful to folks like forensic meteorologists, too, I would guess.
Yeah, that's correct. All the way down to the local county managers that are looking at water utilities to mosquito control. There's probably some that I'm not even aware of, but there are a lot of folks that look at how much we get at the local level rainfall and whatnot that use the Coco Ross data.
Okay. I really appreciate your time today, David. I'm not sure when this is going to air. It's either going to be tomorrow or Monday, and I'm not sure.